This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So yesterday, I met a pastry chef named Anna Posey.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
She was recently nominated for the 2024 James Beard Award for Outstanding Pastry Chef or Baker. Anna took me on a tour through the restaurant she co-owns in the West Loop with her husband, David. It's called Elska, which is the Danish word for to love.
Okay.
Should we go in? Okay.
The outside of the restaurant is a little incognito, but as soon as you go through the door, there's the most beautiful garden with trees and herbs and a whole fireplace.
Everybody who comes to the restaurant comes through here.
All right, so we're walking inside the restaurant. For the person listening who cannot see what we're seeing right now, can you just describe the layout? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so we have an open fire hearth in the kitchen. So you see the cooks, you see them cooking over this fire, but you also get the smell of the hearth and the wood. But we also have the cooks that actually run the food to each table. So whoever's plating that dish is then gonna run that dish to the person. So yeah, if you're coming for dinner, you might not even realize it, but it's the cooks who are delivering the food.
Footsteps. Oh, we're walking through the kitchen a little bit. It's heating up. Anna walked me through the kitchen and upstairs to their vintagey open concept party room. Lots more plants up here, including some that I myself have trouble keeping alive.
Some are on their way out.
Okay. After the tour, I sat down to talk to Anna about what this nomination means to her. So you were nominated for this James Beard Award.
Yes.
Outstanding pastry chef or baker. Congratulations, first
Thank
off.
Thank you.
How did this hit you when you found out?
It's scary, to be truthful. I think I have a lot of anxiety for the whole day, but I think overall it's just like a dream and you're just so excited. And it was definitely a surprise. My friend Greg Wade of Publican texted me like, congratulations, when I got on the long list. And I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea. We just didn't think we were going to get on there. So, to be nominated for this is really a dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to hear a little bit about your personal backstory. I know you actually went to art school for painting and drawing, and you got a degree at the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. Tell me about young artist Anna. What did she see herself becoming?
Young artist Anna, I would say all I knew going out of high school was that I wanted to go to art school and I wanted to be a painter, and I didn't think about after art school. Mm-hmm. So that was really just my mindset, was I just wanted to create and be an artist. And then you graduate and you're like, oh shit, I gotta get a job. So the real world kind of hits.
And for, just to kind of take us back, this is 08.
This is a recession. 08. Right.
There ain't no jobs.
And I like didn't, you know, like me and my little naive bubble was like, oh, I'll get like a great painting job out of school. And like, no, I mean, I was like, literally it was like folding t-shirts at Urban Outfitters was the only job. And I applied everywhere. Like, I'm sure everybody in 2008.
Yes.
But it took me a while to get to where I even thought about pastry. So I did AmeriCorps for a year. That kind of got me out to the East Coast, then traveled a little bit, ended up in Philadelphia doing random like creative internships with like interior design and graphic design, and nothing just felt right. And then, I don't know, it was like that cliche light bulb moment where it's like, well, what else have I loved to do besides art my whole life? And it was like, oh, duh, baking. And I've always baked for my family and friends. So, but you know, like just at home baking Betty Crocker cakes and whatever it is. So
throw the cookie dough on the sheet and put it in the oven.
Like, who knows what I don't know. Baking powder was like an essential ingredient, you know, later in life. But Yeah, I went back to school for pastry in Chicago, actually. It was this really great school called French Pastry School, taught by these amazing French pastry chefs. And then from there, I was like, okay, I can go like on a cruise ship, or I can go work in France or whatever, and like ended up meeting David at Blackbird in the kitchens there, and we fell in love and ended up staying here. So it's a very cliche story, right? He was the chef and I was the lowly intern. And, yeah, but no, we hit it off. And then from Blackbird, I went to Publican and had a brief stint at Everest, which was like fine dining French. And then went back to Publican to be the pastry chef there. And you know, I'm still learning and, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have the answers to everything and I'm still working on all the things I put out. So, I mean, in a way, this award too, it's like, it's so, you're so grateful, but you also feel kind of like, are you sure? Like you still feel, it's humbling. Yeah. And you don't, you still feel like that cook who doesn't know anything, who's walking into their internship. So
yeah,
it's a lot of mixed feelings and, but yeah, anyway, this is where still doing it and I still love it and it's the perfect career for me and my husband.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that. You know, people recognize you for the work you do and you're like, up until then you're like, oh, I'm working so hard, you know, I'm grinding, and right. then you get an award and or even a nomination and you're like, oh, but wait, I'm not like amazing.
Right.
You know, like, and when people say that it's humbling to be recognized, and I never really understood that. I'm like, no, you're getting an award for something you did.
Yeah.
And, but it is, once you feel that, you know, then you can kind of relate.
And I think you are always gonna second guess everything you've done. And even after this too, it's like, well, I can't put out any, not that I'm trying to put out, you know, I'm trying to make all my desserts perfect, but it's like, well, they've all got to be on point now because I'm a James Beard nominated pastry chef. So
oh yeah, that's right.
No, now more like, crap going on the menu. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like there was a time when you went from like, oh, I really like baking, you know, like what I used to do with my mom and my sisters, to like, oh, actually I love this and I like want to make, do you feel like there was a moment when you realized that, or a time in your life where you're like, wow, this is actually, it's something I could do for my life?
That's a good question. I think the moment that I was like, oh, I really love this, it actually wasn't when I was a pastry chef. I think it was when I was a line cook and I was like, was the scariest job I've ever had to take, because like I don't know how to cook, like that's totally different, like I don't know how to cook meat, like whatever. Yeah. And they threw me in there as an oyster shucker and I slowly worked my way up these stations. And then I remember like one summer on the grill at Publican, and we had like, it was just me manning the grill station, which like is a cliche guy station, and I'm the only girl on staff, like 5'3", whatever, and the whole thing is like lit and I have the just like pork, steaks, chicken, just like sausages, just like full of meat. Uh-huh. And I'm standing on like a box so I can reach everything with tongs, and Paul Kahn comes by and he's like, hell yeah, Anna, you're killing it. I was like, dude, this is fucking awesome. Like,
it just felt meats.
So, yeah. Yeah. Like, all the other guys were like going down. I like manned that station and I was a badass cook. And that was really, I think to like build the confidence was like a huge thing for me. And it helped push me in the right direction. And I was like, I can do this. Like, I can be good at this. And I've had kind of had that moment repeat itself, like opening Elska. You don't know if you're going to be good. I don't know if my desserts are going to be good or not. Like, who knows? Like, looking back on it 7 years, it's easier to see where I've come and like see that path. But I was coming from the Publican where my desserts were really, you know, it's like a pie or a crumble and ice cream. And now it's more turned more into like an art form for
yes.
me.
You talked about some of the background and kind of ethnic inspiration for the space, including the name Elska, which means love.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about choosing that name and what that means to you and David.
Yeah. Okay. So choosing a restaurant name is really hard. Like, you don't think about that when you're, maybe some people, they already have the name before the concept, but we had the concept before the name. We knew there was going to be a Danish aspect because David's mom is from Denmark, and for her, cooking is just such a huge part of who she is, and she gave that to David, and David just immediately was like, it's just kind of inherent in his cooking now. So we knew there would be like a little Scandinavian feel. We didn't realize when we picked a Danish name that we'd be like pigeonholed a Danish restaurant, so that kind of sucks, but we're not really a Danish restaurant. We just have like a slight Scandi feel, so.
Okay.
But that's our own fault for picking a Danish name. So, but we just love the word Elska. It means to love, and it just fits us because we're husband and wife, and it yeah, it just had a good feeling to us, I think.
Yeah, it does. It feels nice coming out.
Yeah.
And then you come in and things feel nice going in. And
great.
It's full circle moment. Yeah, you and David, you're running this business together.
Yeah.
It's technically a family business in
it
that
is.
Sense.
Yeah,
does
we're
it
mom
feel
and
that
pop.
Yeah.
You know, I so that. I don't think we didn't make this super well known, but we actually used to live on, there's a third floor and we used to live on the third floor.
Okay.
So there's an apartment up there that we lived up there. So it really was like mom and pop living above the restaurant.
Speaking of that, I mean, you both went from being chefs to being business owners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about how different that feels. I know it's been a few years now. But.
Yeah. You know, being a business owner is really hard, but I think being a manager is kind of like sets you up for that.
Okay.
But I think a lot of people in our industry want to be managers, and it's like, dude, don't be a manager. Just be a cook. Just like make beautiful things and like
just be the talent.
Just be the talent. But being a business owner and being a manager, it's hard because you're dealing with people's lives and every decision you make is
yes.
important.
Wow.
So it's a lot of weight and a lot of responsibility, and we don't always make the best, you know, we try to make the best decisions, but sometimes we fail and we just try to learn from those mistakes. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. It's a hard career in that sense, for
yeah.
sure. That's the hardest part, I would say. Yeah. Mm.
You're pulling it off.
We're
it
trying.
Appears.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I quit after this award. Yeah. Just kidding. Edit that out.
Out of here.
Just kidding.
This isn't your first award nomination, as we talked about. You've won some awards
yeah.
before this as well. Do you feel like there was a time when you kind of gave yourself an award, so to speak? You really patted your own self on the back and were like, you know, okay, now I feel like I know that I'm good at this.
Is it bad if I say no? I don't know.
No, if that's the truth.
I think I don't ever want to have like that ego, because I feel like we're only as good as our last plates that go out. And I think David feels the same way. So like we could have a great Saturday night and everything we're cooking is wonderful, and then Sunday could be the worst night ever and everybody's complaining and rating horrible Yelp reviews. So it's like, and it really is like that. Like it's like, who knows what each night's going to be. So I think this industry just really keeps you grounded in that sense, because we don't really, you can't ever pat yourself on the back too much, because you don't know how each night's going to be. So, which sounds kind of terrible to say, but I think it does keep you grounded.
Yeah. So. I hear you saying that it's grounding. I also, it sounds like it also keeps you on your toes. Maybe that's the,
yes, yes.
the difficulty and like the stress of it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, when you're doing something daily, I mean, we produce a daily show.
Right.
You know? So every day it's like, all right, whatever that was, we got to do it again tomorrow.
Oh my god. It's stressful.
Yeah.
It's fun, and it's like appealing to have something different every day, but yeah, it's hard. And yeah, you can like, okay, that show was not our best and maybe the next one will be better, but I think for the most part our diners are so gracious and wonderful, and you know, they see us cooking there, and like we're obviously all trying really hard to like make this a great
That's
experience.
Important too,
so
yeah.
Yeah, I think them seeing us cook is really a good experience. And if anything, we can control certain things. So like we can control how it is when you enter and how it feels here, and make sure that service is really great. But you know, one guy might like his steak really salty, and one guy might not like any salt on his
yeah.
steak. So it's like, it's all people's opinion. So we can only do so much. And like, we know we're not going to please everybody. When you first open, you're like, we want to get 5 stars on Yelp or Open Table or whatever it is. And it's like, we're never going to do that. And we're not going to please everybody. And our food is not for everybody. It's kind of weird. But that's what we like to eat. And that's what we like to, make. So.
Now, talking to Anna about all this, you know I had to try some stuff.
So this is it?
That's it.
Okay.
Small dessert.
I'm dairy-free, so I can't get into all the cream and milk she likes to use. But Anna, being the pro that she is, she still got me together. I'm sitting before this beautiful floral-looking green strawberry sorbet dish. And yeah, I'm about to try it. I got two big old spoons. The first thing she brings me is a green strawberry sorbet with diced green strawberries, wood sorrel, which is like a lemony green and red three-leaf clover, plus a little rose wine vinegar on top. The strawberries are not quite ripe yet. They're strawberries kind of serving as like a crust on the bottom. I love that it's a little bit tart. And it's sorbet, so it actually feels hydrating. This is lovely so far,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
Cool.
Okay, and this next dish is a pink meringue tower paired with rhubarb.
This definitely looks like a sculpture.
Okay.
Yeah, just crack
puncture it.
It kind of cracks like a creme brulee on the side.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
a little
okay.
Bit. So you
all
can,
right.
I see people all drop it and they'll just smash the whole thing, but I would recommend just like a light. It'll shatter.
Don't smash
yeah.
It.
Like really hard.
Oh, there. It's crust
so
type on the outside.
Yeah, it's sort of like baking, but we'll dehydrate the meringue. So it's
you dehydrate.
Crunchy. Yeah, oh, so it's okay. A crunchy meringue.
Is this a jam?
It is a rhubarb. Yeah, like a rhubarb jam, kind of vanilla compote.
There's
thing.
So many textures.
Yeah.
My mouth is having a lot of fun right now.
Thank you. That's a good compliment.
How I feel. I feel like I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a jam, and then there's a sorbet, and then there's this like chewy, like celery kind of thing going. I mean, I know it's rhubarb, but it's giving celery vibe.
That's a good way to describe it, actually.
I feel so pleased and cared for. I feel like, wow, someone put a lot of thought into something and gave it to me.
That's such a nice compliment. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Anna Posey is the executive pastry chef and co-owner of Elska Restaurant. We're going to find out if she's won a James Beard Award for Outstanding Pastry Chef on Monday, June 10th. As for today, that's all we got. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show and is the executive producer. Justin and I engineered this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. Special shout out to Adora Namigade, Lisa Labis, Lauren Frost, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Have a lovely weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.